On with more news stories. Stalls on Norwich Market close as temperatures soar across the city. Canaries fans take over Norwich in the USA, and shop closures lead to fears for the future of Castle Quarter.
Punishing temperatures force stalls on Norwich Market to close completely or shut early. Around 16 businesses had rolled down their shutters by the afternoon on Friday, June the 26th, as conditions became intolerable for many. Some of those who were open said the heat had driven down trade and they too planned to shut up shop early. Gareth Butcher, who runs Herbs and Spices, said, "Quite a few have closed because of the heat. I think they responded to the red alert. There is a certain degree of panic. If you're working in somewhere like a chip place, the conditions are barely tolerable. It's difficult working."
Being from East Anglia, Canaries fans are used to some long and drawn-out away days. But one group of Norwich City supporters in the US for the World Cup travelled all the way over the pond to see what life is like in the other Norwich. Rhys Moore, Greg Roper, James Debbidge, Paolo Payne and Mike Delbridge made the arduous journey over the Atlantic to watch England's 0-0 draw with Ghana in Boston. The group, who are all from the wider Norwich area, were making their way up to New York when they decided to take a detour to a familiar-sounding city. The oft-pieced mission saw them end up in Norwich, Connecticut, some 3,000 miles from Norfolk. After a routine photo posing with their Canaries flag, a local reporter welcomed the group to the city and they were then escorted to see the mayor, Swanjit Singh. Mr. Debbidge carried out the all-important task of informing Mayor Singh that the real mayor of Norwich is, in fact, Kenny McLean. After that, they went to the local pub.
Visitors to Earlham Cemetery were told by ground staff they have faced unbelievable abuse after thousands of headstones were deemed unsafe and labelled with yellow tags. Norwich City Council has confirmed staff working at the graveyard have been abused by the public. A spokesman for the council said there has been one incident recorded and this was responded to accordingly, but refused to give any more detail on the incident. Bereaved families visiting their loved ones' gravestones have described the tags as creating a sea of yellow, calling the council's actions disrespectful and unnecessary. More than 2,000 of the headstones have been given labels which read, "Warning Unsafe Memorial," by contractors working on behalf of Norwich City Council after inspections started in May. A total of 30% of memorials already tested in the new area of the massive graveyard will need to be repaired or replaced as Norwich City Council carries out its safety checks.
City folk fear that one of Norwich's main shopping centres is in permanent decline after a number of shops shut their doors. Shoppers in Castle Quarter have described it as a dying mall that cannot keep up with competition from online shopping and nearby Chantry Place. But Castle Quarter boss, Rob Bradley, is optimistic that the mall can be revived and said the empty units that until recently housed Select, Claire's and Quiz will be filled soon. Pensioner Michael Kelf is sceptical and wonders if the rent in the centre is too high. He added, "I suppose they go by square feet. I would like to see a McDonald's open in there."
A hidden gem in Norwich has been named among the best secret gardens in England. Plantation Garden was included in a roundup of the very best gardens in the country in a recent article by The Telegraph. The piece aimed to showcase the best hidden places, with it stating, "Whether concealed behind high walls or hidden down country lanes, these spots reward those prepared to seek them out." Plantation Garden in Earlham Road came in at number 4 on the list. The paper wrote, "In the 1850s, Henry Trevor, a Norwich upholsterer, transformed this abandoned industrial chalk quarry into a Victorian fantasy of Gothic fountains, terraces, serpentine paths, and ornamental planting. After his death, the garden was gradually swallowed by brambles, nettles, and woodland before being rediscovered and restored by volunteers. The garden holds an impressive collection of ferns that grow happily in the darker corners and look particularly impressive following the rain. The garden is open every day with an admission fee of £2.